Hundreds packed inside a meeting hall at the Temple, Atlanta's oldest synagogue. A panel including Georgia Attorney General Sam Olens, U.S. District Attorney Sally Yates, advocates and lawmakers told the crowd horrific statistics about children forced into prostitution. Jennifer Swain is the program manager for a Future, Not a Past campaign, which helps victims of child sex trafficking.
7,200 men knowingly or unknowingly purchase sex from adolescent girls. And if anybody,
each month,
here in Georgia.
Sounds of shock and disbelief could be heard from the audience, but that didn't surprise the temple's senior rabbi, Peter Berg.
I believe that the Jewish community has been silent because we didn't know, but now we know and now we have to act.
That message hit home with Karen Kaplan.
That was the part that really hurts me the most. I am Jewish. The reason why I came out today is I'm not that involved in the Jewish community, I would say, but this is something that I really believe in, and as a Jewish community member, I wanted to be a part of this movement.
Rabbi Berg says history dictates Jews take a stand against an issue such as child sex trafficking.
Our whole philosophy is based on a line that we read every year at Passover that says, once we were slaves in Egypt and now we are free, and we have an obligation to end slavery wherever and whenever it rears its ugly head.
This was the first time in the country that a sex trafficking forum solely addressed the Jewish community. Rabbi Rachel Bregman is hopeful it will inspire other Jews to connect with the organizations working to combat the prostitution of children.
There's 130,000 Jews in Atlanta, and we are working to educate all of them. So this is just one drop in a very large bucket, but it's a start.
Rose Scott, WABE News.